From Judges chapter 6, beginning here with verse 6. Thus Israel was greatly impoverished because Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord on the account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites, and he said to him, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you, and gave you their land, and I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not pay reverence to the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live. But you have not given heed to my voice. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak of Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Abiezrite, and as his son Gibeon was baiting out wheat on the winepress to hide it from the Midianites, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and he said to him, The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Gideon answered. He said, But sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has cast off and has given us into the hand of Midian. Then the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you. He responded, But sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord said to him, But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites and every one of them. Then he said to him, I know I have found favor with you. Then show me a sign that if it is you who speak with me. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Yesterday we celebrated the life of a longtime member of our church family, Dora Noakes. And as I reflected upon Dora's life, I had heard from many of you who had ministered with Dora throughout the years here when she was active in membership. And how in many ways Dora was the embodiment of what it meant to be a member of the church. She served in our choir by using her musical gifts. She was an active part of our Logos ministry, caring for the kids and nurturing them in the faith. And she was a central part, Diane, you'll appreciate this, for invoking one of the first Christmas angel ministries in our county. She'd go around and shop and inspire our church to be a part of caring for kids who had less at Christmas. And she did all of this rather quietly, I understand, and with a great big smile on her face. She was an embodiment in many ways of what it means to be a part of the church. And you know what else, as I reflected on Dora and got to know her better, she seemed to me like to be a description of a Southern lady. Although she moved from New York some, 40 years ago. How could it be, I wrestled yesterday with that family and I share with you today, that someone would make that journey, who would leave their home and take on a new home as if this was her people? I think it was the fact that Dora always had an understanding that the earthly home we dwell in is only a small glimmer of the home we have in God. You see, I think that's what inspired Dora to live outside of herself, to serve community and church, and know the joy of our Lord found when we in body, striving to be the very hands and feet of our Lord to serve a world in need. She understood that home here is made better through God's grace, and we're prepared to enjoy our eternal home forever when we serve and we share the love of our Lord. You know, this morning as I was driving over, I noticed that several huge trees had blown over recently in the bad storms that we've had this past week. And you know, I suspect that many of these trees that were impacted most recently by the storm, that they were weakened by that terrible storm that many of us remember on October 28th, just before Halloween, where in Corinth the winds had reached almost 50 miles an hour, where it looked like a tornado had gone through the city and devastated much of the community around. And shortly after that, I remember those who were experts in weather and devastation said that you'll continue to see the effects of this storm long after this day. You see, I suspect that those trees were weakened months ago and they finally toppled here when the recent challenges blowed against them. You know, I think that's right in weather. But it's also right spiritually, I think, in the opposite way. When we, dear church, when we, people of faith, strengthen ourselves daily, then we are more suitable, we are more well equipped to endure whatever storms come upon us. While we're strengthening our foundation in the love of our God, we too can withstand whatever storms our world place upon us. You know, in our text today, there's this passage of Scripture that, let me be honest with you, I'm so grateful for these words. And most of all, can I say this question of Gideon? Did you hear? Many of us are familiar with Gideon. We've heard of his story, how he asked God for a sign, and how God had chosen him as a prophet, as a messenger for his people. And Gideon, much like the story of Moses that many of us are familiar with, felt inadequate, felt incapable of being God's servant. And here's the part that I really like in this passage. When God said through his angel, "Gideon, I am with you and your people." You know what Gideon's response was? "Well, pardon me for asking, Lord. But if you are with us, then why has all of this bad stuff happened?" Amen to that. Right? Haven't we all embraced that question of Gideon at some point in our life, in our family, in the perils that we face as we look into community, as we embrace the own challenges, maybe at work or with those that we care for? God, if you are with us, then why? Why am I facing such adversities and such challenges? You know what I also find interesting in this text today? That God never answers that question for Gideon. The answer and the thing that sustains us through adversity is not searching for answers to the why, but I think that the strength comes when we transition from why of faith to what of faith. Not why has this happened, but now that it's happened, What can I do to respond? And how can God's grace sustain me to overcome even this darkest adversity that I'm going through? But here's what God did say. God said to Gideon, he said, I will be with you. That's what I love. The angel of the Lord said, the Lord is with you. And as Gideon asked that question, why? Then the very Lord proclaimed to Gideon, I will be with you. And guess what? You will be victorious. Friends, when we're going through the perils of life, when our faith is weak and we, like Gideon, wonder why, and our faith is fragile when we're going through the fires or the waters that seem to overtake us, may we, like Gideon, hear this promise of God that the victory will be ours. Even if not until that heavenly realm where there's no more sickness, no more peril, no more poverty in communities, no more brokenness in family, no more stress at work, no more welcome or unwelcome brokenness upon us. Friends, may we not forget when we're in the perils of life to look to the future of God's promise. That's what I hear in this text today. That's what I saw in Dora Noakes, that she never took her eyes off her eternal home. It inspired her, empowered her to minister even now. But you know, there's another message in this passage today. Not only does God say when Gideon and the people of Israel are under attack, not only does he say look to the future, but you know what God also says? Look to the past. Look to the past. Did you hear how our passage began? It said that in the message that Gideon received, that he heard this. This is the God who delivered you out of bondage in Egypt. He said, remember, in other words, what the Lord has already done for you. Well, friends, I find those to be words of life. When I'm struggling with the whys, why my family is sick, why those I love are facing attacks, when they've been faithful and embodiments of the church, and I wrestle with the why of the current circumstance, may I be strengthened like Gideon to look back of God's history with us. You know, I spoke of Dora Noakes being an example of one looking forward. I want to talk about someone in our church now who reminded me of looking back. I received word recently from Pat and Jimmy that Jimmy Hopper had been diagnosed with this lung cancer. And in many ways, Jimmy Hopper is an embodiment of faith, of trusting in God. When I went over to visit him last Sunday, we couldn't even talk for people blowing up his phone telling him how special he was. Why doesn't stuff like that ever happen to me? I can't figure that out. Jimmy Hopper is loved in this community. And it would be easy for me, Jimmy, if I were in your shoes, to say why. Why me? I've tried to be faithful. I've loved the Lord. I've loved my family. It would be easy to get consumed in the whys. But you know what Jimmy told me as we prayed in his home last Sunday? He said, I have peace. I know God's with me. And I said, Jimmy, where does that come from? How are you strengthened even under this adversity? He said, well, I just look back and he's never let me down any time in my life. You see, Jimmy spoke to me last week what this text speaks to us today. Friends, when life is difficult, when we face the whys and we don't have the answers now, may we, like Jimmy, may we, like Gideon, not forget that God has journeyed with us through every adversity and he has never forsaken us or left us alone. You know, in the adversities of life, one thing we do learn, that when we go through challenges, it motivates us. It encourages us. It strengthens us to rely not so much on our own strength, but on the strength of the one who made us and saved us. You see, Gideon, church, as we leave this scripture today, as he said, God, what can I do? Where is my strength? How am I a mighty warrior? I'm the weakest in my family, and my family is the weakest in this community. Sounds like a lot of hills to me. He said, I'm the weakest in my family, and my family's the pitiful excuse in the community. That's what Gideon says. And even in that, God said, go in your strength. Gideon said, I'm not strong. But you see, the message was this. Your strength, Price, your strength, Gideon, is not in you. It's in me. Friends, when we are facing peril in life, we are reminded all the more that our strength is in the Lord, who will never leave us or forsake us. Amen.